There has been a development in the long-running controversy over the state's second mobile phone licence. That licence was given to Dennis O'Brien in 1996, a decision that was later examined by a tribunal of inquiry. Now, one of the other consortiums in the bidding process has dropped its legal challenge to the awarding of the licence. Our economics and public affairs editor David Murphy can bring us up to date. David, before we talk about this latest development, will you bring us back and remind us of this controversy?
Yeah, this goes quite some time back. So in 1996, the state awarded the second mobile phone licence to a company called ESAT Digiphone, which was chaired by the businessman Dennis O'Brien. And afterwards, there were rumours about what happened in relation to the award of that licence. Now, the minister at the time responsible in a Fine Gael government was Michael Lowry TD, who is now an independent TD. He was Minister for Communications at the time of the award, the licence. There was a long-running tribunal of investigation, as you mentioned there, and it reported in 2012, and it found it was beyond doubt that Michael Lowry imparted substantive information to Dennis O'Brien, which was of significant value and assistance to him in securing the ESAT, the licence for ESAT. And it concluded that over a three-year period, Michael Lowry received payments from Dennis O'Brien through a series of clandestine property deals involving third parties. Now, those findings were refuted by Mr. O'Brien and Mr. Lowry and continue to be refuted to this day.
So fast forward then until this morning, what happened?
So what happened was that there were two consortiums which had lost out on the mobile phone licence, which had taken legal actions challenging the award of the mobile phone licence. One of those consortiums was called Comcast, and that actually included Declan Ganley, Bord na Mona and RTE originally. So counsel for Comcast told the High Court this morning that they had withdrawn their legal action. They had also paid some of the costs of Mr. Lowry and Mr. O'Brien, and there have been statements issued by both men in which they've welcomed this development. Dennis O'Brien said in his statement that not a single person who'd any actual involvement in the awarding of the second mobile phone licence had given any evidence of any wrongdoing in that process. And Michael Lowry said the tribunal's opinions weren't substantiated by facts, and the assessment and the award of the process was actually a fair, impartial and lawful. And it said the withdrawal of this legal action by Comcast underlined that.
David, thank you.